Dude, I'm excited. I don't know if you guys get it, but I love Plato's music. I mean, the person himself, to be sure. But to love the music and to love the artist, these can be rare.
That's why it's a complete package.
It's a complete package when it comes to Play-Doh.
The man and the music.
On the phone with us is the man himself, a Mr. Play Dougie. Good morning, sir.
AKA Ric Flair, what's good?
Hello, Play-Doh, how are you?
What's up, you guys? Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Happy happy album New Friday for you. Happy album release day.
Oh, man, yes. Let's get gold.
Yeah. So, dude, are you a WCW fan?
Yeah, man.
Because, I mean, totally. isn't that what Ric Flair used to wrestle, or is that not a thing?
Well, to be honest with you, when that was popping off, I was young, so I get confused between WWF and WCW, so I just remember the people that I liked more than, you know, what the whatever was called.
Right.
So, Ric Flair, who cares where he wrestled? Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Somebody cares, because here's the other thing is that I noticed, too, in the new album, because I've heard We Buy Gold, which is out today, Hacksaw Jim Duggan pops up in there, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. If you want to hear something really weird, and I'm not making this up, I have a 2x4 at home
that
was autographed by Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You still have
what?
That thing? He used to keep it at his desk at work.
I had a friend of mine who met him, and for some reason, he got me a signed 2x4, and I don't care about wrestling at all. Like, it means nothing to me.
Dude, I'll take that off your hands, bro. I will take that.
Well, I definitely have it. The next time you're through.
Next time you're in, that 2x4 is yours.
Well, look, don't just say that. If you really mean that, I will get that, and that would make my day.
Are you for real?
Dude, autographed 2x4 by Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
I'm not
Give
making
it to me.
Well, dude, don't let me forget.
Why isn't
for
it
real.
In my hands now? Yeah,
don't let me forget.
I know.
So, Play-Doh, how are you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm awesome. I feel high. I'm a little bit coffee drunk right now, early in the morning for me. But I feel great, dude. Release day. We've been working our butt off, and it's here, man. So I'm stoked. I could not be happier.
Now, you say you guys are working hard. How do you and DJ Sean P handle the division of labor on the album?
On the album, Sean does a lot of the production, and then obviously he does all the record scratching, and then I bring the amazing lyrics to the table.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like, hey, I'm doing the interviews, like, what's he doing right
now?
Oh, you
mean for release day?
While you're getting no sleep, what is he doing?
Honestly, Sean is next to me right now. He's driving.
Okay.
And I'm in the passenger side, and we're driving to the record plant. We're picking up our vinyl for the album. So Sean handles the driving. Sean handles all the stuff that's behind the scenes, and I get all the shine.
That's
so,
teamwork.
Awesome.
Teamwork.
Wait,
there.
Are you guys for real going to the place where they are pressing your vinyl right now?
Yeah, man. We do. Look, what's cool about this album, since we did it ourselves, everything is us, and everything is Texas. So all the vinyl is actually printed in Texas. All the shirts that we sold with the pre-order packages, all printed in Texas, all the way down to the specific ink that we use. They named it Play-Doh Gold and stirred up the ink themselves to make us our own color for the shirt.
That is crazy. Yeah, why aren't you getting money from Texas then? The state needs to give you something.
Dude, a lot of people need to give me stuff, Nick, so we just keep on moving.
I love, by the way, Play-Doh is one of the best follows on Twitter.
He's
always really great, and I loved your tweet a few days ago where it was sad, but then it was also done in a very funny way where it's like, hey, if anybody owes you money, or what was it, last call, everybody get that in now. I thought that's amazing. I was like, I don't know Play-Doh money, do I? But if I did, I'd pay now.
Look, there's a lot of people that owe me money.
And he's calling
now. I just needed a little bit. I just needed a little bit to pay one bill, and that tweet totally worked, and I had a few rappers pay me some money they owed me, so it's all good, man. My gas will stay on for one more month.
That's good.
Dude, who is this guy?
That's the power of Twitter right there.
It is.
And Play-Doh.
Heck yeah.
So, man, talk about the album. Like, what I will say, like, even though, like, with We Buy Gold, I felt like it is certainly in the same vein as Gold Tips, I still felt like it had a slightly different vibe to it. Like, what's different this time out?
Yeah, totally. So Gold Tips was strictly for having fun. You know, it's Friday night, turn it up, hanging with your friends. It's just completely let's have fun music, party music, and it was awesome, and it's great for live shows, and it was well received. So when we did the follow up, We Buy Gold, we wanted to keep it in that same vein. So it's still have fun, you know, party style, the way that the Gold Tips album was. But I couldn't do another, like, I can only party so much. You know what
sure.
I mean? So this album, we wanted it to still hit that.
Mm-hmm.
So on the surface level, it's exactly the same as far as having fun, Friday night, let's get loose. But, you know, I'm a pretty deep guy. And so we worked really hard to make it, everything's kind of double entendre-y. So it's really based around Proverbs 16:16, which is just comparing the value of gold versus understanding gaining knowledge is better than gaining silver. And, you know, Proverbs is awesome to always do that. So this whole album on the surface is let's have fun, let's party, the beats are still that way. But if you listen a couple times closer, you'll hear everything is really a message underneath the let's have fun. So it's a little deeper for me as far as the Gold Tip style. So it's a little challenging to find the right wording. So, like, there's a song called Just Lose It, and on the surface it sounds like, yo, just lose it, let's have a good time, man,
yeah.
Let's just party. And then if you look a little deeper, it's actually about when Jesus said you have to lose your life if you want to gain it. And all the knowledge that comes in that analogy that pops up in the word multiple times. So that's really what this album is. It's her, and it really, the whole album goes into, you know, the surface is We Buy Gold, and that goes into a lot of different things, you know, with the scripture, Proverbs 16:16. Even though gold is, or knowledge is better than gold, wisdom is better than silver, knowing that, we still go for gold. We still try everything we can do to make all this money and get all this temporal stuff, when in reality, wisdom is the thing that we need to look for. So every song is kind of like that, but on the surface, it's very party time. So
it
just depends on what you guys want. You know,
sure.
If you want to party, we'll turn it up, turn your brain off, have a good time.
And then listen again for something a little bit more.
Exactly. Just listen a little bit harder and
yeah.
You'll hear everything. So,
it's a party time.
And, you know,
time.
Some of the songs we try to get a little, I don't want to say dark because it's not dark, but instead of being so major key, some of the songs we turn to a minor key, and that just automatically gives the vibe of being a little darker, a little less happy.
Obi, it's party time with an early bedtime. It's still a party, but you don't party all night.
No, it's good. No, it's good to hear you talk about it, man, because I definitely, like, listening through it, I totally got that. It's just like, you could take this one of two ways, and it's kind of up to you where you want to go with it. And, man, you know what, Plato? That's part of the brilliance of your rhymes. Like, I really like your ability to say one thing and mean another, and it's kind of up to you what you want to take away from the table. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, thanks, man. It actually was a little bit of a challenge to do that because it's easy for me to say what I want to say as far as the message goes or whatever I'm trying to convey in the song, but then to flip that into some, you know, whatever verbiage you have to use to where it sounds like some slang at the time or whatever people are saying. So we have another song that says, y'all just trying to get turned up, came to get loud. So, you know, that's everybody's turn up, turn up, turn up. Everybody says that. Let's turn up, let's have fun. And then the flip of that is, really, if you want to turn up, you have to shut your mouth because your actions speak louder than words. So if you really want to get loud, you just need to shut up and let your life get loud. So it was a little challenging, but you're a smart guy, Obi, so I appreciate it.
He picked it up. He got it.
I appreciate that.